is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Building it up, man. Way to go, Jades. Look at you, man. These songs were written and put together like 40 years before you. It's crazy. Joining me now from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and Kevin Lytle, as we continue to build up some hype, as if we needed to build up any hype surrounding this big one tonight between Colorado State and Wyoming. Border War 2.0. Kevin, before we start here, so I'm told the doors open at 6 o'clock. As a friend, I mean, you're going to be there early. Can you like let me in some secret way so I don't have to stand out in the cold? There's got to be like a secret entrance.
Oh man, it's going to be a big line out the door, and yeah, I'll be using my sneaky entrance. But I can't tell everyone where that is right now.
I will be begging for a sneaky entrance at some point, man. I'm going to be bundling up, but I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss a thing on this one. I don't want to miss the beginning. I love how they fire everybody up. I mean, it is. And I love what CSU has done. Moby Madness is real. It's not just a basketball game. It's an experience. And they have built on this. And it's always been a fun place to play. But with the great stars and the great coaches on this group now, I mean, it has become quite the experience throughout the entire state.
Yeah, I mean, it's become a really high-demand ticket. You know, the game is sold out tonight. It was sold out about a week ago. The Boise State game, which isn't for another week and a half, sold out 2 weeks in advance. You know, they're going to end the season with 5 sellouts in a row, which hasn't happened in the Mountain West era. And, you know, before that, the game-by-game, you know, attendance numbers get a little harder to find, but it's been a long, long time since that has happened. CSU is going to have their best average attendance since 94-95 or 95-96, I think it is.
Wow.
So, yeah, this has become a really big thing. You know, for CSU fans, and like you say, kind of a marquee event. I haven't looked today, but yesterday, the tickets on, you know, StubHub and SeatGeek, places like that, were going for anywhere from $1 to $200. So, you know, interest is high.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt, man. It's the biggest game around. I mean, there's been a buildup for this one. You got two, and this is great for both sides. I think there's so much trash talk going on, but you know, Rams fans and Cowboys fans, deep down, they're rooting for each other because that's what makes this game so much more meaningful. I mean, if the Cowboys were middle of the road or vice versa and the Rams were middle of the road, this would just be another rivalry game. This has all the juice, man. I mean, there's so many things that are going to follow this. I mean, March Madness meaning to it, conference standings, regular season champs, all that stuff. It's all packed into tonight.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is a huge one. It is best for both teams and the conference when they're both good. You know, we've talked about this before. You know, it seemed generally in recent history when CSU's been good, Wyoming hasn't been good. When Wyoming has had a couple decent years, CSU hasn't been very good. So it's been a very long time since both teams were really good. And so that just adds a ton of spice. I mean, there's so much to this one. You know, both teams are on the right side of the NCAA tournament, you know, resume and bubble and stuff. You know, neither of them are even bubble teams right now. They're pretty firmly in at the moment. You know, whoever loses tonight is pretty much out of the conference title race, so both teams need it for that one. There's just so much to this game. It's really exciting. Like you say, I the teams or the fans love talking garbage back and forth, which is fun, but I think both sides also realize and appreciate that it's a lot more fun because they're both really good. It's not as fun when both teams are mediocre. It's kind of like a slap fight, but this feels like a really big time one.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I was going back and forth with Coach Medved, and he said it to you a few times. He said it texting. You know, he's like, "Hey, it's going to be a war. It's going to be a war." And hey, good name for it, the Border War, of course. Kevin, so is there a number of wins that the Rams need to get into March Madness? I mean, or do we feel like are they already there? Are they a shoo-in, or do they have to win one of the next three, two of the next three, and a game in the tournament? Or what does that look like for you if you had to just put a number on it?
Yeah, I mean, I think if if CSU, including the Mountain West tournament, wins two more games, I think they're in. You know, that could be one the rest of the regular season, one in the tournament, two the rest of the regular season, and then, you know, that, I think they could do that and still lose in the first game of the Mountain West tournament and get in. So, I mean, these are obviously very difficult games that they're playing, but they've done so much good work. You know, I keep writing this. I'm going to keep writing it. I'm going to keep saying it. You know, people freak out over one loss. Yeah, they got blown out by UNLV, but the resume is still really good, and it is much, much better than it was last year. And CSU was one of the first, or, you know, last four, you know, not in, or first four not in, I should say, in the tournament last year. So they're in a very good position. You know, yeah, they're not a deadlock yet. You know, if they were to tailspin and not win again, they'd probably miss out, but they're in a very good spot. So, you know, work to do, but if you're a Rams fan, you have to be very excited about where CSU is.
And if you take care of business tonight, I mean, boy, you could all but punch a ticket, right?
Yeah, I mean, tonight, you know, I don't think it would, again, make you 100% lock, but you'd be in great, great shape. You know, this is a, you know, a high-quality win for whoever wins tonight. So, yeah, do that, and you're in a pretty solid shape with, you know, two regular season games to go. So, yeah, this is, you know, a really big game for both teams because both are kind of in that place. I think both have nice resumes and are feeling fairly secure. And a couple more wins, you know, really, you know, kind of battens down that hatch and kind of guarantees that you get in.
Kevin, the last time I checked on DraftKings, Colorado State, 6.5-point favorites. Why?
Home court is certainly one. And, you know, obviously it was a really tight game up there. 6.5 is a little higher than I would have thought. I would have thought more in the 4.5 range. But, you know, talking to people around the Mountain West, you know, this doesn't necessarily, you know, lead to betting lines or anything. But most people, when I'm on the road, you know, covering the team and talking to people at different sites, they think CSU is more dangerous than Wyoming. Wyoming obviously has two superstars. You know what they do. They're really good at what they do. But they have fewer ways they can beat you, whereas CSU is a little more diverse in how they can beat you. So that might be a little bit of why the line is there. And obviously home court's part of that line as well. But, yeah, it's a little higher than I would have expected, I would say.
Yeah, that's what I'm with you. I was in the, you know, 3.5-4 range, I thought. I was a little shocked by that, but we'll see, man. I mean, this should be a fun one. It was so much fun last time around. We go to overtime, and two of those stars, I mean, there's four superstars this game tonight, which is awesome. Two of those stars fouled out in overtime, back-to-back, too. It was a crazy finish. I mean, the Cowboys had a chance to put it away in regulation. The Rams had a chance to put it away in regulation. Then we go to overtime, and you have all the drama play out there. What do the Rams need to do differently in this one? Again, there's not a lot to add to it, because I think all of us walked away and said this was a perfect basketball game. Somebody had to lose, but what do the Rams need to do to make sure they come out on top?
Yeah, I think CSU, for their part, feel that they threw that game away a little bit and should have won it. But a couple of things. You know, I'll be intrigued to see how they defend Maldonado and EK. I would expect CSU tried to avoid doubling Maldonado last game because he's a really good passer and they surround him with good three-point shooters. I would expect a few more doubles on him to try and throw him off a little bit. And then offensively, to me, the big key, like, obviously you're going to need Roddy and Stevens to do their thing and be good. But Wyoming didn't guard Chandler Jacobs and some other shooters. That's kind of the way they defend. They leave some of those kind of secondary threats open to protect, you know, from the main threat. So you're going to need if Deshaun Thomas and Chandler Jacobs combine for, you know, somewhere between 5 and 8 threes between the two of them, you know, CSU wins the game if that happens. So look for that secondary scoring because those guys are going to have opportunities with open three-pointers. They just need to hit them.
Kevin, you already kind of answered this one, but we're getting a texter coming in on the 970. What would it look like for whoever loses? Is there still a big dance opportunity? And I think the answer is yes. I think both teams still have a gigantic opportunity regardless of how it goes tonight.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, whoever loses is still not a bubble team. There's, you know, whoever loses is still pretty firmly in the field right now. So, yeah, like I say, it's still work to do. Don't, you know, neither team wants to lose out. That wouldn't put them in a good spot. But, you know, tomorrow morning, both teams are going to wake up in the field, so to, you know, the projected field, I guess I should call it. Just one will be a little more secure than the other, but neither one is in dire threat right now.
What did UNLV do twice now? They took care of Colorado State. That really it stifled David Roddy, to be honest. I mean, Roddy struggled both times in those UNLV games. And is that something where if you're Jeff Linder, you're staying up till, you know, the wee hours of the mornings watching that film going, all right, how did they shut him down? What was the recipe there?
Yeah, it's a few things. You know, the game at UNLV this weekend, frankly, you know, I'm not dismissing it, not making excuses, but fatigue is real. And that team, CSU, was just wasted mentally and physically. They just had nothing left after a pretty crazy schedule. So, you know, if people want to, you know, whine and say I'm making excuses, that's fine. But, you know, that's a real thing. The one in Fort Collins was the really funky one. But, you know, UNLV really just flooded the lane, tried to keep CSU out of the lane. And CSU kind of played into that. And then UNLV has a roster that – types that CSU struggles with, some of just really long athletic guys, and they attack the glass really aggressively. And so all of that kind of had CSU really disrupted. The thing is, you know, you can't replicate, you know, if you don't have a bunch of guys that are 6'8" and long athletic, you can't really do anything to recreate that. So it's not like, I don't think there was any secret formula that UNLV has that other teams can replicate. Like I say, a little bit of the clogging the paint, you know, so that Roddy doesn't dominate you inside there. You know, that has been and will be replicated. But a lot of it is just UNLV's roster kind of fits well to defend CSU and I guess exploits some of CSU's struggles.
Yeah, I can't wait for this one. Kevin, before we let you go, we're going to jump into something new that we've done with you once, and you passed it beautifully. Rapid fire time. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, this is the good stuff.
All right, here we go, James.
Rapid fire.
Okay, Kevin Lytle is now on the rapid fire seat from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And the Rams have three games remaining. Kevin, if you had to predict, what's the record going to be in those final three games?
2-1.
2-1. Tonight, who's winning?
CSU.
CSU's winning. Will they cover 6.5?
Oh, geez. Yes.
Who's going to be the star of the game?
Ooh. Curveball, John Tanjay.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. Tanjay could be the X factor in this one. I asked you this last time. We're asking again. How many Mountain West teams are going dancing as we talk today?
I'll stick with 3.
Will the Boise State Broncos hang on and win the regular season championship?
Yes.
Who's winning the Mountain West tournament?
Oh, Lord. Jesus. wait, give me 1 second.
You got it.
Shoot, CSU.
Okay. I like it. Great job. That's good. That's perfect. I fired a lot at you right there, man.
We could do a whole show. I guess we probably will before the Mountain West tournament. We can do a whole show breaking down why each team couldn't win the Mountain West, because almost everyone could make that 4-day or 3-day run. So that's a fun one. That could go a lot of ways.
Would you be that surprised if a team like UNLV won the whole thing?
No. I mean, I was about to say them. They're playing well. Right? You know, Bryce Hamilton, over a 3-day span, could easily drop 120 points over 3 games and just go steal that tournament. So, yeah, no one wants to be – UNLV is probably going to be the 5 seed. You do not want to be the 4 seed and face them in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, get out of that spot for sure. Okay, last one for you before we let you go. I mean, how realistic is it, Kevin, that CSU and Boise State, that final game, could come down to who wins the regular season title? Because Boise State still has to go to UNLV, and then they're home against Nevada at CSU. So maybe it works out that way. What are the chances that it does?
Yeah, CSU needs them to lose one of those two, UNLV or Nevada. Like we said, I mean, both of those are losable. The UNLV one's the more likely one. They should have lost last night to San Diego State. You know, San Diego State had that at the end before, you know, Bradley missed the free throws. So I think, you know, Boise's playing really well. They're getting things done. I kind of feel like they might just go 2-0 in those games and close it out. But I'd say, I don't know, 35% chance that game, you know, would be for, you know, tying it up at top of the conference.
Wow. Wouldn't that be something, man? That would be a blast. That would be another game that's just absolutely madness. Kevin, I'll be reaching out about that secret entrance. If not, I will see. I'm going to wave to you. I'll wave really big. Looking forward to seeing you tonight. Looking forward to this wonderful game. It's going to be like nothing else. I've not been this excited for a college basketball game in a very long time.
Yeah, it should be awesome. And you know, Tanner, thanks for having me. Brady. I had to get back for Tanner's been threatening me. So
he's been walking around like a puppy all week after that. It's like, I got called Brady. I'm like, it happens, man. I've had guys not messing around call me like Brad and stuff. You know, they'll just leave out the Y.
Oh, I get Kyle all the time. So, you know, it happens.
Kevin, appreciate you, my man. Love all your write-ups, too, in the Colorado. And I know you guys are killing it over there. You are knee-deep in Colorado State stuff. I mean, you're on the road. You're at home. You are front and center all week, every day, all day. I love it, man. Nobody does it better.
Yeah, appreciate it. And always fun chatting with you guys, whether it's Tanner or Brady or Clark or other people whose names I can't remember.
Appreciate you, man. That's Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins Coloradoan. There, Tanner. Now you can pick your head back up, okay? Kevin accidentally on Tanner's show the other day called him Brady, and that has been, you know, that's been a sore subject for a while. So good for you, Kevin. 12:50 the time. We'll take a short break. We still got the David Roddy Show coming up. Load up the questions for Roddy. We're giving away, thanks to Ent Credit Union, we're giving away another David Roddy t-shirt to the best question of the day. So load them up. I don't care if it's Wyoming related, NBA related, video game related, music related. Bring the questions. It might just be good enough to win an authentic, you know, rare David Roddy shirt. 12:51 the time. We'll take a short break. It's a huge night, man. Border War 2.0. Let's get after it. We'll be right back. You say you're unbelievable.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.